Lili Nishmas, Abba Murray Zichrono Livracha. We learned yesterday that you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach because you want to have an appetite for the matzah at night, and you want it to make it to emphasize that there's no mitzvah during the day, but there is a mitzvah tonight of matzah. So the Ma here quotes that some have a custom to extend this to other foods as well, not just the matzah. Some people don't eat maror on Erev Pesach. Why? And they want to eat the maror with an appetite on the night of the Seder. And similarly, on the first day of Pesach, some people won't eat maror because they want to have an appetite for the next night. And some people don't eat that much matzah on the first day of Pesach in the afternoon because they want to have a good appetite for the second night for the Seder of matzah. Some people don't eat the various fruits that go into the charoset recipe. People don't eat for the same reason. To eat the charoset l'teavon. Make it clear that tonight's the mitzvah. Now it's not the mitzvah. The Rama says, no, you don't have to be concerned about that minute. You can eat the fruits that are part of the charoset. Why? The Mefarshim explain, there's no mitzvah to eat charoset. There's a mitzvah to dip the mar in the charoset and shake some of it off. So therefore, there's no need to make a special hecker but the mitzvah of charoset. Also, regarding what we said before by the maror, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ein l'minig zetam," that we don't follow that minhag. You can eat maror erev Pesach if you want. The Aruch Shulchan explains that maror is zecher to the shibud, and there's no din of having a big teyavon for the maror because it's representing something sad, something negative that happened, the shibud. Oh, so therefore, those two minhagim of not eating maror erev Pesach and not eating the fruits that go into the ingredients of the charoset erev Pesach, those we don't keep. Oh, the end of the Rama, where he talks about eating foods made from matzah meal, we discussed in yesterday's shiur. Sif Gimel, im hischo lecho kodem shah siris, umashcha sudoso ara laila, dino kamo shar shabasas ushar yom tovim. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you began eating before 3 p.m., let's say you're having your egg matzah, and the meal continued, so then you have to stop at least before Shkia, before the Seder, and then there's what to do. You make Kiddush. It's a little complicated. No one's going to do this at the Seder. No one's going to eat a meal starting from 3 o'clock and head into the Seder and then use that food during their Seder. But it's interesting here that the Mishnah Berurah points out what I mentioned yesterday, which is that according to the Rama, we don't eat matzah, we don't eat egg matzah on Pesach, unless someone's a chola or a zakein. And even Erev Pesach, we don't eat egg matzah. So he says, this whole halach of the Mechaber doesn't apply. Because you're not eating egg matzah to start with, at the 2 p.m., before the 3 p.m. deadline. Then the Ramak concludes, Umitzvah lirchos ugalech b'erev yom tov v'lubosh b'gadim noyim kemo b'shabbos. You should take a bath or a shower in Erev Pesach and a haircut or a shave and then wear nice clothing for yom tov. Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes an important minhag that after mincha it's proper sheyisasek b'dinei karban Pesach v'yachshov lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu ki'in b'folo. And Erev Pesach, many have a custom to read the parsha of the Karban Pesach. It's found in many sitters. Because the halacha is that if you learn about the Karbanos and read the Karbanos, you get schar as if you offered it. So now it's Erev Pesach. We can't offer the real Karban Pesach. So one should at least read or learn about halachos of the Karban Pesach. And the Shulchan wrote down the Seder people should read on Erev Pesach. This is a good thing to do. Find it in your machzor. To an Erev Pesach after Mincha, if you have a few minutes, often it's crazy Erev Pesach, but if you have a few minutes in the afternoon, when you would have been offering the Korban Pesach, to read the Seder of the Korban Pesach, and that way, as the Mishnah says, you get schar as if you offered the, Hashem will view it as if you offered the Korban Pesach this time.